from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14. Jesus said to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, don't invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." Brothers and sisters, this short text is very rich, actually like many texts in the Gospels. It's very rich because it tells us something about ourselves and about God. The first message, the most obvious, is that we must care for the poor. That we knew. But what the text says is just not that we need to be compassionate or charitable to the poor. It's that they are the first to be invited at our table. The crippled, the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. I live in South Africa, and at my door, I can imagine what sort of poor people Jesus would have mentioned. People with HIV/AIDS, unemployed, people with no home, and if we look at the rest of Africa, people with Ebola. But this text is not only about that. It's about something much deeper. It's the fact that we don't invite people, we are not good to people, we are not hospitable to people, because we expect something in return. We expect to be repaid in some way. When we do something, it needs to be entirely free. That goes completely against the spirit of the world today. Everything is done in such a way that we get something back. We never do anything for free. That's how the world goes. The economy today is an economy which is entirely driven towards profit, some form of profit, direct or indirect, financial or otherwise. Now, this text takes the exact opposite. And it's an extreme text in the sense that it imagines that when you invite people, you do not invite your friends, but you go to the street and pick up people who are never invited. It's an extreme case. It does not say that we should not invite our friends, but it puts across the message that if we do anything, we should not expect something in return. Now, the deep meaning of this text, it shows an image, an understanding of God, which also goes against everything we expect. The tendency of people of all religions, including the Christian religion, including Christianity as practiced in the Catholic Church, it's a God which wants retribution, a God which wants us to do something for him, which wants an account, and is punishing when you don't do something. The spirit of paying back is pervasive in our church. It's a natural feeling. But this text, which is radical, which is prophetic, shows that it's not the way God operates. Not the way God wants us to operate. If we do something, if he does something, he doesn't want anything back. And likewise, if we do something, we don't want anything back. I must say, it's almost impossible to really do what this gospel is doing, but it points at something very important, is that we should not pretend to know what God wants for us. It's always bigger, it's more immense, it's deeper, it's more profound than whatever you can think of. The only way to know God is to go to Jesus Christ, who gives us this message: don't do something because you want to pay back. So brothers and sisters, I think that this little text that we hear today, and many others in the Gospels, invite us to constantly accept that we are only on a journey to know what God expects from us. And even if we do 1% of what is requested, we are on the right way. The only thing we should avoid to do is to close our door and just have an attitude to God as if we knew exactly who he was and what he expected from us.